podcast is for big kids over 8 years old.
ABC Listen.
Ah, the 70s. A simpler time when kids loved roller skating, disco music and... Sorry, I just need to check the script. Did this say blowing stuff up? Oh, okay. Blowing stuff up.
Wait.
What?
Wait.
They did what?
They what? Did what?
They did what?
What was that?
That can't be true.
What?
What?
That blows my mind.
That's wild.
What?
They did
that's
they did
what?
So wrong.
Wait.
They did what?
What? What? I'm Tiliotti Black and this is Wait. They did what? The podcast that makes you realize we've evolved just a tad since the olden days. We've got a cracker of a trip to take today. We're time traveling 50 years back to when things were pretty explosive. A time when friends and families came together to light bonfires and set off fireworks. And who set them off? The kids, of course.
I think danger, and I think people burning.
I picture fun, but a bit like scared and like on their feet, like ready to like step back.
Yeah, like a bit like it's fun and like it's exciting, but it's also like unsafe and kind of dangerous as well.
Yeah, all right. See, this is why boomers say kids today need to toughen up. Back in the 70s, kids were even allowed to buy their own fireworks, and they were all perfectly responsible. Hear for yourself.
I remember when I was young, I couldn't wait for firecracker night, and little throwdowns and throw them on the ground and at people. I just think it was great. It was the best.
It's at this point that I am legally obliged to tell you this is a terrible, unsafe thing to do. But I'm sure you already know that.
Wait, firecracker wars and everything, it's unreal.
Wars?
Hey.
Yeah, bungers.
Well, you actually throw them at each other.
Yeah.
Why do you do that?
Fun.
Something to do.
But you look like nice, sort of friendly people.
Yeah.
Here we are.
So these firecracker wars, they're not dangerous or anything?
Nah. Just burn a couple of skin.
Oh, no, it's not a safe way to behave, but, you know, but what do? You get all your mates together on cracker night. You know, you can't do nothing else.
And you get burnt.
That's right.
Yeah, you get burnt. People got their heads burned this year, you know.
Yeah, last year, for instance, I got burnt.
Letting kids light explosive things may have been a bit of an issue. But those kids we just heard from were probably at an isolated event, right? Cracker nights were held all over Australia back then, and surely they weren't all dangerous, were they? Let's check this news report on Cracker Night in New South Wales in 1979.
Over 120 of these bonfires got out of control and firemen had to be called in. At least 100 adults and children were treated for minor burns and injuries by fireworks, and Sydney Airport had to be closed by the smoke haze, causing two airliners to be diverted to Canberra.
120 out-of-control fires and more than 100 injuries? I guess that's quite a few for one night. I actually have a list here of the most common injuries caused by fireworks. Shall we read it out?
Burns, eye injuries, including blindness, and ear injuries, including hearing loss.
Hands and fingers burnt, cut, broken, and amputated. Broken noses and broken skulls, that sounds painful.
Internal injuries, especially the throat and lungs. Death.
Death? Right. I tried to give you the benefit of the doubt, people of the 70s, but selling fireworks to kids and letting anyone light them with no rules or regulations, it was very... How do I put this?
You're stupid sometimes. As soon as fireworks were invented, you should have made a restriction, because otherwise it was inevitable that this was going to happen.
Exactly! And it goes without saying, fire and fireworks are dangerous. Do not go near flames or try to light anything without a responsible adult around, like old Till here. Jeez. Phew. Now, back to Cracker Night. It was generally held on the 24th of May for a reason no one seems quite sure of.
Do you know why we have these big bonfires?
Yeah, it's all about Guy Fawkes Night.
What's Guy Fawkes Night?
This bloke Guy Fawkes tried to blow up the 13 Houses of Parliament or something.
That guy Forks guy was actually English, and in the UK they do light bonfires and fireworks in November to remember the time he tried to blow up their parliament. Yikes! What a role model. But that's not why we had Cracker Night down under. The Aussie version was on something called Empire Day, which then became Commonwealth Day. But, well, by the sounds of things, people don't really need an excuse to explode stuff.
I think it's like part of Australia and most people look forward to it once a year.
Okay, what's better, sparklers or the other ones?
The other ones.
Yeah, what makes them better than sparklers?
Because they go a-b-b-b-bang.
Can't argue with that. But you can probably guess what happened next. Gradually, different states and territories started banning fireworks. And in most places, you now need a license to have them. And they're only allowed at approved, strictly organised events.
So many people got injured that it just wasn't funny anymore. Like, it wasn't fun.
Yeah, I think, like, it wouldn't be, like, safe because literally anyone could buy the fireworks and do anything with them.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of a shame that some unhinged party animals in the 70s spoiled the fun for future kids.
Have you seen a lot of idiots?
Oh, I've seen them all over the place.
What happens?
Really weird, mate. Just throwing crackers and stuff at other people.
Yeah. You ever done it yourself?
No.
Finally, someone from the 70s showing some sense of responsibility. You know, maybe we could let kids have fireworks again.
Have you had any scary moments here tonight?
Yeah, firecrackers chased me.
What happened?
Knocked me on the foot.
It's getting a bit too dangerous now. Too many kids, you know, they're being stupid and, you know, they're getting crackers in their face, you know, they have to go to hospital, you know.
You know, a lot of casualties down the hospital where I work, you know, getting really dangerous, you know, like throwing around everywhere and sometimes, like, some of them flick up and they hit them.
Yeah, all right, maybe not.
Really dangerous, not okay. I'm happy they've changed it.
I wish I could use fireworks. They look so cool.
Yeah, they would be fun to use fireworks, but that's a bit unsafe, especially for like, kids really little. It's like they could be buying fireworks and severely hurting themselves.
Yeah, you need to like acknowledge the fact that it is fun, but it is really, really dangerous. And like for me, I'd probably choose safety over fun.
Well said. Once again, my friends, you've shown why you are the superior generation. Just stay away from fire, okay? Till next time, we'll catch you on... Wait, they did what?
What?
They did what?
They did what?
I can't believe that. Find weekly podcast episodes of Wait, They Did What? In the Kids tab of ABC Listen. You can also find us on the ABC Big Kids YouTube channel.